has come to your little town, Sheriff.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Be my victim.
Hello, my name is Austin Torres, and welcome to the Would You Die podcast, the show where we talk about our favorite horror monsters and villains. I thought I would take the time to record an introduction to the podcast so you guys can get to know me and what this show is going to be. Like I said, my name is Austin Torres, and I am a filmmaker, a YouTube creator, and now a podcaster from the Metro Detroit area. I got my degree in film studies from Michigan State University. Go Green! This podcast is an extension of my YouTube show, also called Would You Die? You can find that on the Three Wise Men Media YouTube channel, and in it, I talk about our favorite horror monsters and villains. The behind-the-scenes creation, the villain backstories, their methods of killing, and of course, would we die? The Three Wise Men Media YouTube channel has a lot of different pop culture and variety. It has basically everything from trailer reviews to professional wrestling. I obviously cover the horror aspects for them, but you should check that channel out. They're my friends. Some more things about me, like how I became a horror fan. When I was 3 years old, I watched a little movie called Jurassic Park. That is, to this day, as a 27-year-old, my favorite movie of all time. It's never been challenged. I've seen like hundreds of movies, but yeah, Jurassic Park is amazing. Why would I change that? Is Jurassic Park a horror film? You could argue it is. You could argue it isn't. I think there's enough elements for it to be considered a horror film. But, you know, horror genre is subjective, so it's not that big of a deal. There are objectively horror scenes in Jurassic Park. Just saying. The T-Rex breakout, the raptors in the kitchen, basically anything with the raptors in it is horror. But Jurassic Park is a lot of other things, too. So genre is fluid and subjective. But yeah, I would say Jurassic Park is my first step. I did not enjoy the horror genre growing up because I found it scary. Films that freaked me out way too much when I was way too young to be watching them include Carrie, The Amityville Horror, anything with Michael Myers in it, and Eight-Legged Freaks. I'm going to gloss over that. I always had a thing for monsters, though, and I think Jurassic Park's a part of that. I've always loved monsters. I think that's the exception to my aversion to horror when I was growing up. Monsters, I've always had a fascination with. I loved Jaws growing up. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm a huge Godzilla fan. I love King Kong. I love the classic Universal monsters, and I think the film that made me interested in the horror genre was I was either 11 or 12, and my mom showed me Alien for the first time. That's a monster movie for sure, and I fell in love with that creature. I fell in love with that film, with Ripley, with that cast, everything about it, and that film, I was like, you know what, maybe I can handle the horror genre. And then I remember specifically my grandpa showing me Predator, my mom showing me Saw and The Ring. The Ring, scary film. But I think when she showed me Scream, that's when I knew I was a horror fan. Because from there, I started devouring the genre. I was in high school at this point, but from there, that's when I really, really got into the genre. Fun story, my mom took me and a few of my high school buddies. I was a freshman in high school at the time, 2009, and we went and saw The Paranormal Activity, the first one, and that scared the heebie-jeebies out of me. That was my first true horror movie in theaters, and I won't ever forget that. So thanks, Mom, for traumatizing me multiple times growing up, because now your son has a horror podcast. No. My mom and I watch horror movies all the time, so I think she's proud. I think that's it for my horror origin story. So my top 10 favorite horror films, I can tell you guys those real quick. I mean, this could change at any moment, but if I had to give you a top 10 of my favorite scary movies, I'm going to disqualify Jurassic Park. Not because it could go either way. I do consider it a horror film. It's because Jurassic Park's my all-time favorite movie. That wouldn't be fair. It would obviously take the number one spot. Just like Jurassic Park is a sci-fi movie, it would be my number one sci-fi movie. It's an adventure movie. It would be my number one adventure movie. So I don't really, when I have these like genre-specific lists, I always disqualify Jurassic Park. So, because it's so many genres and it's boring to have my number one movie be number one for all those other lists. That's why I won't put Jurassic Park on the list, but yeah, that's my all-time favorite movie. I want to make things fair. So my top 10 would be at number 10, John Carpenter's Christine. I love killer car movies. Stephen King is awesome. I think that's my favorite Stephen King story. Misery's a really good one, but yeah, I'd go with Christine. I could watch that movie all day. All of my top 10 films for the horror genre, I could watch like every day. Number 9 is The Ring. As a young millennial, like born in the early 90s, I feel like everyone my age got traumatized by The Ring, and it's a great movie. And that's why Naomi Watts is awesome. Samara is iconic. Number 8 is An American Werewolf in London. I think that's a fun, depressingly funny film. Like, American Werewolf in London is a tragedy. I don't like when people call it a horror comedy because it's hilarious, yes, but it's more of it's a tragedy, you know? I don't want to spoil stuff, but it's the definition of a tragedy. It's just really, really funny as well. I guess it could be a dark horror comedy because it has a lot of dark comedy. But genre's weird. It's subjective, man. You can make an argument that any film is any genre. And as long as you can back it up, like, there's no... It's fine. But yeah, American Werewolf in London is awesome. That's my favorite werewolf movie. When I think of a werewolf, I think of that wolf. Number 7 would be The Omen, Gregory Peck, that Jerry Goldsmith Oscar-winning score, The Dogs in the Cemetery. For me, I don't like demon movies. That's not true. I like demon movies, but they scare me. Those are what scares me the most. So, but The Omen is one that I think it's the music. I think the score is so good. And that's what propels The Omen to be one of my favorites. Number 6, I'm going to go with Predator. Predator has a special place in my heart because that's a film that my grandpa and I loved together, that and the Indiana Jones movies. But yeah, Predator is great. I think it is the perfect example of an action horror film. It subverts both of the action and horror trends of the 80s. Because you get the muscle-bound, testosterone-loaded action heroes from the 80s, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers, Bill Duke, Jesse Ventura. And then it also subverts the slasher tropes at the time, made famous by Jason and Michael Myers. And you have this unbeatable action 80s star versus the unstoppable slasher villain in the form of the Predator, which is one of the best creature designs out of any movie. I love The Predator, and it's a fun film, great action, great gore, and I think it's the top action horror for me. Number 5, I'm going to be basic. I'm going to go with John Carpenter's Halloween. Michael Myers is scary, always has been, always will be. His movies aren't always scary, but you can't kill the boogeyman. Michael Myers will come back both literally and with sequels and reboots. That series cannot die, nor should it. I love it. I love Michael Myers. I love Laurie Strode. And that first movie is the movie. Also saying how I love The Omen score and Halloween, like, that is one of the great horror scores of all time. Probably the greatest. Got to give respect to Halloween. And I just love that movie. I watch it every Halloween. Number four, I'm going to go with Candyman. Another great horror score. You can tell I love music, right? Especially film scores. But yeah, that score by Philip Glass is so good. Just a choir, organ, and piano. It's haunting. The film is haunting. Tony Todd puts in one of the greatest performances of all time as Candyman in that film. Ultimately, I just think it's a hypnotic film and a hypnotic performance by Tony Todd. And it's an intellectual movie for sure, but it's just, I think it was ahead of its time. Number three, I'm going to pick the film that made me a horror fan, and that's Scream. Without Scream, I don't think I would have fallen in love with the slasher subgenre, and I don't think I would have fallen in love with the horror genre. And it's a very funny film, similar to American Werewolf in London. Scream is hilarious, but when it's scary, it's scary. It has a lot of scary ideas. The opening is one of the great horror scenes of all time. The ending, and I don't want to spoil in case people haven't seen that 25-year-old movie. I bet a lot of people are going to pick Ghostface on this show, so I will talk all day about Scream. Scream is fun. It never loses sight of the main reason why you're there, and it's to have fun. And Scream is one of the most fun movies ever made, in my opinion. Number two, I'm going to go with the blockbuster, one of the greatest films ever made, if not the greatest film ever made, because it changed everything from the horror genre to cinema, started the sequel trend, started the creature feature trend, started the blockbuster trend. Without this film and Star Wars, you don't get movies like Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, or the Avengers, and it's Jaws. Jaws is one of the greatest films of all time. Shout out to John Williams, my favorite composer. Shout out to Steven Spielberg, my favorite filmmaker. I mean, we'll talk about Jaws a lot on this show. Talk about all these films a lot. And my number one, my favorite scary movie is Alien. I think Alien is a tense, claustrophobic sci-fi horror film. It has one of the greatest monsters of all time. That creature design is so unique and so scary. Ripley is one of the great heroes of all time. What more could you want? It's Jaws in space. Has everything you want from a horror film. You want tension? It's there. You want gore? It's there. You want a strong final girl? It's there. You want one of the coolest monsters? It's there. It's kind of a haunted house movie, except instead of a haunted house, it's in space. It's kind of a slasher, but instead of Michael or Jason, it's an alien creature. There's body horror. There's thematic subtext between the sexual undertones of the film and themes like corporate apathy towards its employees, profit over lives, basically. Alien has it all. You can enjoy it on a deeper, layered level, or you can enjoy it as a monster flick. There's so much to love about Alien. That's my favorite scary movie. What's yours? Some of my recent favorite horror films from the past 3 years, I got to go with Scream. That just came out at the time of this recording, and I am obsessed. I already seen it 3 times. I plan on seeing it a lot more. I love that film. I thought it was great. I really enjoyed the new Invisible Man. That was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. It got me good. There were twists in that I was like, okay, I was not seeing that coming. I loved Dr. Sleep. Mike Flanagan is one of the greatest directors working today. And Dr. Sleep is just, Flanagan did the impossible with Dr. Sleep. I'm a huge fan of Ready or Not, Radio Silence, who also did Scream, the new Scream. Ready or Not is hilarious, and Ready or Not's a great time. I highly suggest checking that out. I'm a huge fan of Freaky. Freaky was really fun. Vince Vaughn is amazing in that. There's some great kills, and that one's really funny. The Night House with Rebecca Hall was a really, really good movie. That movie, there's not a lot of jump scares in that one, but they do it. Like, The Night House is scary. It's thoughtful. And I would recommend that one for sure. Host on Shudder was really good. My heart wasn't racing like that since Paranormal Activity. And I really enjoyed the Fear Street trilogy. I thought those were fun movies. Fun horror for the sake of fun horror. It has some stuff you can chew on for sure, but I think it's slick. It's cool. Fear Street, I had a really fun time with. So that's enough about me and horror movies I like. So this podcast is primarily going to be an interview-based show where a guest and I talk about a horror icon of the guest choosing. We're going to talk about our relationships with the monster or villain, why we love them, and of course, whether or not we would die. So far, I have interviews recorded where we talk about Norman Bates, the Xenomorph, the Headless Horseman, the Babadook. There's going to be a lot of variety coming, so I hope you enjoy that. As the show goes on, I would like to do some experimenting, kind of play with the podcast, see what works, what doesn't, and have fun. I'd like to have guests come back, but instead of picking a different monster, maybe we can pick our favorite scenes, or we can, I don't know, making it up as we go, right? As long as it's horror-based, we'll have fun. So that's the main point. Is having fun talking about horror. And I have a lot of exciting guests planned. I'm going to be talking to filmmakers, artists, musicians, podcasters, Twitch streamers, writers, overall horror fans, and people who aren't any of those things. They're just fans, people that have jobs that aren't what I just mentioned. I'll talk about horror with everybody. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a wide variety of people, a wide variety of horror opinions. It's going to be a lot of just geeking out and gushing over this genre that we love. So yeah, that's what my goal is. So yeah, thank you for listening to this introduction. If you like what you heard, please rate, share, and subscribe. You can find the show's social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Would You Die Show. You can find the Would You Die YouTube show on the Three Wise Men Media YouTube channel. And I hope that you stick around and continue listening and interacting and telling me what you like, what you don't like, and hopefully what you like, obviously. But, you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to experiment. We're going to do what we do. And yeah, tune in for more horror villains, monsters, spooky icons. And until then, I'm Austin Torres. Try not to die.